Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It's 8:33. It's Wednesday, May 18th. It's time for Overtime. Why, look who we have here in the studio. It's John Hancock.
Hey there.
And Michael Kelly.
Hey, it's the Friday crew on Wednesday, hump day.
Well, for a moment when I saw you walk in, I thought, oh, it's Friday, thank God. Oh, wait, no.
No, it's
Wednesday. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, it is post-primary Wednesday, and a lot of people were watching these elections around the country for many reasons, obviously, but one of the reasons, too, is looking at the Republican candidates who sought to overturn the 2020 election, and whether they would win in Pennsylvania, North Carolina or not, well, the influence of former President Trump, whether he has as much influence or not. So let's start here with... how about in North Carolina, John? Madison Cawthorn, the first-term congressman, his fellow Republicans turned on him, and he's gone.
Yeah, what a mess. And it was Republicans. It was Republicans behind all those leaked photos and embarrassing, compromising photos and videos that were out there. And he was defeated. It was close, but he was defeated.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to see that he was defeated. It's interesting that the Republican Party can put together all this effort to go after Madison and Cawthorn after he accused them of having cocaine-filled orgies, but they can't go after these insurrectionists. They seem to want to look the other way. So I'm grateful Cawthorn was gone, but I think it speaks to the bigger problem that exists in John's party.
In the Senate race in Pennsylvania, this is another one that people were looking closely at because we have another TV personality running for office, and he was endorsed by former President Trump, and that would be Dr. Oz. He was going up against, it's neck and neck right now. We still don't actually know who won.
Right.
It's separated by a very, very slim margin. It looks like former hedge fund CEO and Army veteran David McCormick could get it if mail-in or absentee ballot votes
his way. Isn't this ironic that Donald Trump's candidate is going to be decided whether or not he wins or loses by mail-in ballots? I haven't heard too much complaining about rigged elections and mail-in ballots being false and fake, but Oz hasn't won yet. I think he likely will, and it will be an interesting situation the former president will find himself in, waiting on mail-in ballots.
Yeah, and the Democrat, John Fetterman, he won going away. And this is a seat that you would think Republicans ought to be able to hold, but it's a seat I guarantee you, if it ends up being Oz against Fetterman, I think the Democrat National Senatorial Committee will play in a significant way in Pennsylvania.
Well, Fetterman had a stroke, and his wife actually gave his victory speech last night, and they really weren't saying how he was. I was Googling furiously this morning. Well, how is he? Is he okay?
Yeah, he had a pacemaker put in, I understand. So
a little stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big dude.
He is. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that you'd want on your bad side.
No, he did his victory party was 200 miles away from where he was because he was in a hospital recovering. But he seems like he's going to be all right. And so hopefully his health will hold up.
All right. Also in Pennsylvania, lots of focus on Pennsylvania. State Senator Doug Mastriano, another Trump-endorsed candidate, winning the Republican nomination for governor. Any thoughts on that one, John?
Yeah, he won it handily. He was one that was in the Capitol on January the 6th, and he's very prominent in denying the, claiming that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election. And, you know, he's going to face the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, the Democrat. The Democrat has the governor's seat now. He's not running again. And again, Pennsylvania is kind of what Ohio used to be. It's really a true battleground state now. And both of those Senate and governor's races are going to be really interesting.
In all honesty, if some Republicans are still running on the election was stolen and no changes really have been made since the 2020 election, why are they not concerned about their races being stolen or messed with?
Well, wait till November. I mean, so I don't think they're worried about the primary election.
That right there was just an admission that the whole argument is fraudulent. And that's exactly what's going on. I mean, it's just this is a line that Donald Trump dreamt up. When you lose an election, you just say that it was stolen from you. And when you win it, they still were trying to steal it from me. It's a really sad place that we find ourselves in. I do think, though, that if Democrats didn't have a reason to be motivated already to come to the polls in November as a result of what's going to happen with Roe versus Wade, the fact that a January 6th insurrectionist is going to be a nominee for the Republicans for governor, if that doesn't bring out voters, then shame on the Democrats.
You know, I do find it interesting, increasingly in these multi-candidate primaries, the winners are getting 30% of the vote. Which means that 70% of Republicans are voting for somebody else. And, you know, and then that becomes your one and only choice if you're a Republican in November. And, you know, that's not particularly healthy for the Republic.
We've got to take a break here. It's 8:39. And when we come back, a victory for the ladies. More on that when we return after traffic and weather.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Kevin Wheeler here. Join me weeknights at 6 for the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line. We've got everything in sports covered for you, but of course, we're going to be on top of the Cardinals. All the latest and best information for you right here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
It's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Michael Kelly and John Hancock. It's round two of OT. And the U.S. Soccer Federation reached milestone agreements to pay its men's and women's teams equally, making the American national governing body the first in the sport to promise both sexes matching money. The Federation announced separate collective bargaining agreements through December of 2028 with the unions for both national teams on Wednesday. And this ends years of often acrimonious negotiations. You couldn't really miss the U.S. women's soccer team fighting for this one for the last few years. Michael, thoughts?
This is awesome. It's great. And it's what it should be. And this is what collective bargaining is all about. You shouldn't have taken this long. I'm grateful that it's happened.
I didn't know we had a men's soccer team.
Stop it.
No.
I mean, honestly, I can name so many members of the women's soccer team. Yeah. I couldn't name you one member of the men's soccer team.
Yeah, I knew we had a women's soccer team. They're always winning stuff. But apparently, I guess we've got a men's U.S. soccer team.
We have
one of the best players in the world plays on our team. His name's Christian Pulisic.
Are they any good?
Well, they're going to go to the World Cup this year.
Yeah, are they any good?
We didn't qualify the previous one. Anybody's got a chance, like the hockey playoffs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously, the greatest teams are usual suspects. The Englands, the Frances, Germany, Argentina, Brazil. But we have a chance, of course.
All right.
All right. Well, go men's
team. Good
for
us.
I know.
And it's nice to see that the women's soccer team was victorious in the end. This is probably not a surprise, but the numbers are still pretty shocking. I think if you've spent any time at all driving around anywhere in the United States of America, you're wondering, what's with all the idiots lately? Because people are driving like insane people. I don't know what's happening. But road deaths soared more than 10% last year compared with the year before. And it is actually the largest annual percentage increase in the history of its fatality analysis reporting system for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They started keeping count in 1975. So, John, last year we had 42,915 fatalities on roadways. That's not even talking about pedestrians who've been hit,
right,
which is another startling number.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised it would be up over 2020 because nobody went anywhere. You know, the economy was closed down. Everybody worked from home. But, you know, there's a lot of bad drivers out there. You know, they're not all as safe of a driver as I am. You're laughing. I get confused. I get lost, but I don't ever hit anybody.
John tells me he was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and he had to go four blocks from his son's house to his hotel, and he got lost, and he said he had the whole city honking at him and yelling at him. Four blocks. He was going four blocks.
Yeah, here's a one-way street, you know, and you can't go that way, and so you got to get over here, and then it was awful.
Yesterday,
I
had to go to the state's capital, and I was out on Highway 70, and all of a sudden, I was like, boy, I'm moving fast, and I was doing like 85 miles an hour. I was in the slow lane getting blown by.
Wow.
But I wonder if it's just the lack of policing or the rollback on policing that's taking place. I didn't see one cop car from here to Jefferson City and back the entire time. But I have to tell you, I'm more fearful of my safety on just main thoroughfares in the urban area.
Agreed.
Than I am on the highways.
You're no longer guaranteed that when you have a green light that you can safely go through the green light because there may be people blowing through the red light.
Yeah. Yesterday at Kings Highway and Highway 40, I was sitting in a light. That's a very busy interchange.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who was behind me came up around me at a stoplight and just blew through the light in the middle of traffic and almost caused an accident.
Yeah, in the middle of the day.
In the middle of busy traffic.
And
hundreds of cars, literally everywhere, had to adjust because of this guy.
I don't know if it's lack of policing as much as I feel like people have just decided that nothing matters anymore and they don't care and they're the most important person on the roadway and they're going to do what they want.
If there were police there, they wouldn't do it. Because that's the biggest motivator. I mean, we go out on the highway and I was guilty of it yesterday. What's the speed limit on Highway 70?
70.
Yeah, so I had it at 81 miles an hour. I wouldn't have done that a couple of years ago, but now I know nobody's going to bother me at 81. I mean, look at these other clowns. They're going 100, and there's nobody getting them.
Yeah, it's a scary situation. I do worry about my daughter, who is a young driver,
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Well, teach her like it's a game of Frogger, because that's what I do. And right. You know, I've been T-boned here downtown, guy running a red light. One of my business folks I work with in my business has been hit twice traveling four blocks from people running red lights or stop signs.
There are parts of this city where people, because there's a lot of stop signs in the city,
yeah.
And it is annoying. I know you go stop. But now some people have decided they don't need to stop at all. So when I get to a four-way stop, I literally stop and I look one way, I look the other way, I look the other way again, because you have no idea somebody's going to come blowing through there at 80 miles an hour.
Exactly right.
Anyway, be safe out there, folks. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we have a whole bevy of topics to get to, including, should you get a refund for your school if you had to stay home and study?
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Hey, it's 8:52. It's Hancock, Kelly, and Monterey. Well, as we know, when the pandemic hit, it messed up everybody's lives, including college students who suddenly found themselves not on campus going to class, but probably in their dorm or then at home doing their work on a computer like everyone else. So Lindenwood University has agreed to refund more than $1.6 million to students whose classes went online in spring of 2020. And that was actually the result of a class action lawsuit brought by a group of students. It's not really a windfall, however, because as with class action lawsuits, each student will receive $185. The attorneys will get more than $500,000. Despite the monetary payout, John Hancock, what are your thoughts about Lindenwood having to give refunds?
That's ridiculous. Everybody was virtually learning. Now, I don't think we'll see that again. COVID's back and it's going everywhere now, but nobody's talking about going back to online learning. But I think that's a ridiculous lawsuit.
Well, I kind of wish they would have done it without having a lawsuit, because gosh knows that most of these universities, and I'm not saying Lindenwood is this case, but surely big state universities could have afforded to refund their kids their money. The fact that it took a lawsuit, so be it. It's always hard to watch the lawyers take more than half of the money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of torn on this, because I understand you're paying so much money for college, and suddenly you're getting, let's be honest, a substandard semester or year doing it online on a computer, but it's not the university's fault. They're doing the best they can.
You still have to pay the professors, and you have to maintain your buildings, and so I don't know that there's an appreciable savings to the school by going online.
Let's see. Any surprise here that after more than three decades, McDonald's is pulling out of Russia? I'm surprised it took this long, honestly, but they said they're seeking to find a local buyer for the business there. They have 850 McDonald's in Russia. So I don't know if that means that McDonald's, it'll still be McDonald's?
Yeah, lots of questions here.
Lots of questions.
So are they still going to be purchasing all of the product, which is what you do as a franchise, mm-hmm. from McDonald's? Because I guess it sounds like there's not franchisees owners, it's McDonald's who owns the McDonald's. In Russia, and I would just hope they would get out completely and wouldn't continue to have some type of commerce there by selling to whatever the new oligarch is that's going to own McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be very hard to just collapse a building. You've got all that brick and mortar and employees. So this would be a difficult situation.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a big monetary hit for McDonald's if they have to close 850 restaurants.
Right.
So I understand their pain. They temporarily closed all their restaurants, and now they've decided to find a buyer. By the way, it's really interesting to see some reports that were leaked through on social media from Russia about the message that Russians are getting about this war. And it's not being presented, obviously, as the Russians are not winning handily the way they thought they would, that they'd go in and just mow Ukraine over.
In three days.
It's been, what, this week 12, I think? So the way it's being portrayed to Russians is that they're going slow to avoid any casualties or loss of life among Ukrainian citizens. Isn't that infuriating?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you don't have a free press. And it's an object lesson.
All right, well, here is what's on tap after news at the top of the hour.
We're going to break down those elections from last night a little bit, talk a little Blues hockey, and more mask lawsuits in the making. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.